If you have hyperthyroidism or Hashimoto's and are looking to save your thyroid, then you might want to take the 60-second Save My Thyroid quiz to find out how likely it is that you can save your thyroid. Upon completing the quiz, you will receive your thyroid saving score and a free report explaining your unique results, along with some things you can do to regain your health. To take the quiz, visit savemythyroid.com/quiz.
Hey, this is Dr. Eric. And in this Q&A episode, I am going to answer the question, does the thyroid gland burn out? And this question is really specific for those with hyperthyroidism and probably mostly with Graves' disease, as over the years, I've had a lot of patients tell me that their endocrinologist told them that eventually their thyroid gland will burn out and that they will become hypothyroid. First of all, there is no real research that shows that the thyroid gland actually burns out, although I did find a few articles from well-known institutions that mentioned this. So the first article is from UCLA Health, and there's an article on hyperthyroidism, and it has different sections, so Graves' disease, toxic nodule goiter, and then under thyroiditis, it mentions that the inflammation releases an excessive amount of thyroid hormone, leading to temporary hyperthyroidism. As the thyroid burns out, the thyroid then often becomes underactive. And then there's also an article from the American Thyroid Association at thyroid.org. It mentions that many people with hyperthyroidism eventually return to their hyperthyroid state, so they relapse and require further treatment. It goes on to say that some patients become hypothyroid, known as burnt out Graves, and require lifelong thyroid replacement therapy. So in the case of subacute thyroiditis, as the article says, there is a lot of inflammation in there. And what happens is that the inflammation does cause damage to the thyroid follicles. And initially, the person does become hyperthyroid, but this damage is why the person usually will become hypothyroid eventually. It's not because the thyroid's burning out. And in fact, most people with subacute thyroiditis, the hypothyroidism is transient. So I think you really can't use the term burning out when it comes to subacute thyroiditis. And then even with Graves' disease, this isn't the case, although we do need to keep a few things in mind. So first of all, many people with Graves' disease also have elevated TPO or thyroid peroxidase antibodies and or anti-thyroglobulin antibodies. And these cause damage to the thyroid gland. So we see these in people with Hashimoto's, although those TPO antibodies are also very common with Graves. And again, there are some people that have Graves antibodies, TPO antibodies, and anti-thyroglobulin antibodies. So in that situation, the person may initially present with hyperthyroidism, but then over time, the immune system is damaging the thyroid gland and the person will become hypothyroid, but it's not because the thyroid is burning out, it's because the immune system is damaging the thyroid gland. And then another thing to keep in mind is that some people are diagnosed with Graves' disease when they actually have hashitoxicosis. And I've spoken about hashitoxicosis in other podcast episodes, but essentially this is Hashimoto's presenting with transient hyperthyroidism. So the person will eventually become hypothyroid, but again, it's not because their thyroid is burning out, it's because they don't have Graves to begin with. Unfortunately, there are some endocrinologists who do not test the Graves' disease antibodies, which again are the thyroid-stimulating immunoglobulins, TSI, that's a type of TSH receptor antibody, so some will test TRAb, but there are endocrinologists who won't test for those antibodies. They will just test for TPO antibodies and or anti-thyroglobulin antibodies. And if these are elevated in the presence of hyperthyroidism, they'll diagnose the person as having Graves' disease when they actually have hashitoxicosis. And again, these people eventually will become hypothyroid, but not because the thyroid is burning out. So that is my response to the question, does the thyroid gland burn out, especially in those with hyperthyroidism, mostly Graves' disease? We hear that, or I hear that. And yeah, the answer is no, the thyroid gland does not burn out. As I mentioned, many people with Graves have either elevated anti-thyroglobulin antibodies or thyroid peroxidase antibodies or both of these antibodies. So the immune system is damaging the thyroid gland. So eventually they might become hypothyroid due to the damage, but it's not due to the thyroid burning out. And then I also mentioned the scenario where someone might have hashitoxicosis, but they're falsely diagnosed with Graves' disease. So the person will have transient hyperthyroidism, but eventually will become hypothyroid. Again, in this situation, the person's thyroid gland also is not burning out. And so I hope you found this Q&A episode to be valuable. And of course, I look forward to catching you in the next episode.
Thank you for listening to the Save My Thyroid podcast. If you haven't done so already, make sure you hit subscribe to stay up to date on the latest thyroid health-related topics. And to get your free thyroid and immune health restoration action points checklist, visit SaveMyThyroidChecklist.com. Thanks so much for tuning in.
I want to let you know about a product called Hepatoimmune Supreme, which is a unique supplement that has a rare combination of N-acetylcysteine, also known as NAC, milk thistle, and schisandra to support the liver. And it also has a few mushrooms that can help support the immune system, including cordyceps, which has both immune modulating and adaptogenic properties and is great for those with Graves' disease and Hashimoto's. To learn more about Hepatoimmune Supreme, visit SaveMyThyroid.com/liver support.